I just want to share a little bit about this book, some commentaries about it. In the Old Testament, God did occasionally pull aside the curtain of the future for some of the prophets. But God also pulled aside the curtain of the future for the Apostle John as he was in the cave. He was there. He was sent to prison on the Isle of Patmos. That's where the Romans sent all the people. They didn't want them to interfere with the society anymore, so that's where they sent them. Across the Aegean Sea is Asia Minor, which is now modern-day Turkey. And there were seven churches over there that that John was able to get the message that Jesus told him to write down. In verse 1, in the first chapter, it says, "This is the revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him concerning the events that will happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John, that John could share the revelation of God to other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and everything that he saw." It is the testimony of Christ, not the testimony of John. Verse 4 through 8, New Living Translation says this: John's greeting to the seven churches. He said, "This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the commander of all the rulers of the world. All praise to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us his kingdom and his priests who serve before God the Father. Give to him everlasting glory. He rules forever and ever. Amen. Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, and even those who pierced him. And all the nations of the earth will weep because of him." Yes, amen. "Yes, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord thy God. I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Almighty One." The word of God for the people of God. Blessed be to God.